You're listening to Short Track America.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neon. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and U.S. 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Bill, we will be talking to Martin Pierce, who moved from Florida after living here his whole life. He moved out to Huntsville, Alabama at the beginning of this year and took over Huntsville Speedway. So it should be interesting to see what a guy who's never owned a racetrack, never been to anything except taking care of cars, owning cars. It should be interesting to see what his experience is like.
He bought a racetrack? How cheap was
Huntsville.
It?
Huntsville.
How cheap was it?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
We'll ask him.
I got to ask right off the bat. Why in the world would you buy a racetrack?
Well, you know, a multitude of people have asked me that, and I don't have a good answer for them. I certainly enjoy racing. We were spending money on racing anyway, so I was ready for a little change of direction, and we took one. I don't have a good answer for you.
Hey, now I got to ask you also, do you get to go racing on Saturday night, turn out the lights, and go to the bank on Monday?
No.
Oh, okay. Rumor had it.
Unfortunately, we've only raced a couple times up here this year, and us and the bank aren't real familiar with each other.
So, Martin, you had been in, you told me the other day your family had been started here in Florida. You've been here your entire life, and your kids grew up here in the whole nine yards. How did you end up moving to Huntsville to run a racetrack? How did that come about?
Well, actually, we looked for a place to purchase that everybody in Florida goes to North Carolina. We looked for a place to purchase, my wife and I did, about a year and a half ago, just to buy some land and build a house on in the future and be able to take it easy later in life. And we liked the Huntsville area. We came up here and spent a couple of days, and about 6 weeks later, I found out the track was for sale. And we flew up here and looked at the track, and kind of liked that and talked about it, and I contacted my partners and asked them to buy me out, and 3 or 4 weeks later they agreed to do that. So we put a deposit on the track, and it kind of went from there.
Wow. So, nothing like getting it done.
So what has the adventure been like in a nutshell?
Well, it's been very good. You know, what I tell people is I knew business and I knew racing. I just did not know the racing business. But from what I've seen is I knew what not to do. I didn't know what to do. What I've seen, there's a lot of people that don't know the racing business that are in it. And we took what we didn't like and, of course, discarded it. And what we did, we tried. And we're trying different things this year. Huntsville Speedway has historically been a Friday night. And we went to Saturday night last week. And we're going to try that for the balance of the season, see how that goes. There's a multitude of things that we are trying. Some we've fallen flat on our face, and some have worked very well.
Are you up against the other tracks in the area on a Saturday night?
Not real bad. Dirt tracking is large. Birmingham BIR is an hour and a half from us, and they are on an every other week schedule, may even go to a monthly schedule.
Martin, many years you know in the pits with Marty at different racetracks across the state and out of state. You know, you had your opinions about racetrack owners at certain places when certain things went the other way for Marty. What's it like to be on the other side of the fence now?
Well, I guess we never complained much, or I did not feel we did. You get calls to go your way and calls that don't. And I never realized how many racers complained way too much about nothing. There's never been a racer that could come up and say, hey, he beat me. Or I have not seen him yet. But always he's cheating, or you made the wrong call, or this or that. But the fact is, very few of them come up and say, man, he beat me. He is better than me. And that, if anything, has blindsided me. It's been the amount of complaints that you get that to me are minuscule. They don't amount to anything. And people will wear you out for days on something that really didn't matter. That was a surprise to me, and I guess from growing up, I would get upset much more than Marty ever did. He'd just say, well, next time we'll get him. And,
now, how do you try to combat that? Have you tried to put the word out, maybe use the Internet or anything new to
well,
try to let people
no,
know what you're doing?
Don Nerone gave us a very valuable lesson long ago that if somebody paid $5, they get a $5 ear. If they pay $25, you listen to them for $25 worth. After that, guys, we're not listening to you. And I don't mean that negatively, but the fact is you can complain all day long. The call's made and it's over and it's done and see you next week.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
like
and that's what it amounts to. And once that precedent is set within certain guidelines, the majority of them are following it. When we start off, they used to give us an earful on Monday morning, and I probably don't get two or three calls now on Monday morning where it used to be you didn't even want to open the office on Monday.
Well,
what's the other than that? What is the toughest part of the job that maybe you didn't expect?
I don't really think any of it. I was looking forward to it and still am. It's very enjoyable. There's a multitude of great people in racing. Well, there's a multitude of great people, and you get to meet them in racing. I don't think anything else we really didn't expect. We go from stocking the kitchens to cleaning the bathrooms and mowing the grass, and that's what we expected and wanted to do.
Martin, you said you really didn't have any background in running a racetrack. Who do you have up there that's helping you?
No one. Huntsville Speedway ran five races last year and closed, and before that it had been on a decline for probably 5 or 6 years. It had had five managers in 6 years. Truthfully, there isn't anybody I wanted to help me other than, as in any business, you listen to people's input and you take 25 or 30% of it and use.
And are you getting some of the that's a big space hub, if I remember correctly, for NASA and stuff. Are you getting the community and the people involved?
Martin, tell us about that rocket scientist.
We truly have a rocket scientist that races. Don't ever give him a piece of paper because he can figure out everything you're doing wrong in a matter of seconds.
He must have a hell of a chassis, though.
Huntsville has more PhDs per capita than any place other than Silicon Valley. There are, and it is a very wealthy area by Alabama standards. And actually by any standards, I shouldn't say by Alabama.
Alabama standards, you got me thinking now.
Yeah, no, by any standards.
That's on the curve IQ.
And part of the reason when we looked at the track was the population area. We're about 300,000 in the metro Huntsville area if you took a 50-mile radius. And we looked at that as far as somebody, as far as support of the track with population.
Marty.
Excuse us just a minute. Marty, we're in front of a live audience here. You know that, right?
I haven't cussed yet, so yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Hang on just a minute. What about that bucket of beer at 8 o'clock?
Bucket of beer, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock bucket of
okay,
beer.
Okay, go ahead, Rick.
What happened to my bucket of beer?
She's getting it.
Okay.
Hey,
Who
threw the refrigerated light on?
Anyway,
the
Martin, what I wanted to ask you is, how many of those PhDs race at your racetrack?
There's three or four that race on a regular basis.
That's scary.
Yeah, there's several that race on a regular basis. There's a couple that actually build and still in the street class. They haven't gone up, but they build in the street class and put together several people's cars.
Yeah, can we not get the you got to have like a four-cylinder bomber class called the Rockets?
Well, actually, it's called the Buzz.
Oh,
the Buzz.
There's a reason for that. American Classified, which is a penny saver, sponsors a class, and they have a thing called the American Classified Buzz, so it works out very well.
So have you tried all the different things, like lightening up on the amount of money they pay to get in the grandstands if you get more people?
We did that from the get-go. We do $10 for adults, $7 for senior, and $5 for students, and students includes anybody that is going to school, and five and under is free.
Cool.
We've actually had a lady come in there. It was $30. That had a college ID. I'm sorry, 30 years old. That had a college ID, and that's a student.
Cool, Marty. How are you doing in your crowds? You getting good crowds doing that?
Yes, we have. Our high in the stands has been 1,100.
There you go.
We've averaged out about 700. We've gone down to about 700. Our average has probably been about 850, 900.
Got a lot of Mother Nature bugging you?
No, we have a lot of threats of Mother Nature. We've only had one schedule change from rain, and we've had one rain out.
I got one more question about crowd and stuff, and that would be this. Have you managed to get on the radio and do any advertising, and is it costing you an exorbitant amount of fortune that you didn't know about?
Well, yes and no. It wasn't costing us anything we didn't know about, but yes, we advertise on 5 radio stations and 2 newspapers. Some of them we do with trade-offs.
Got to be a pretty big budget, though, Marty.
It is. It's we don't advertise a great deal on a lot of them, but we've gone to a Spanish-speaking station looking at the Hispanic market.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Martin.
Yes, sir.
John Sapricone's in the audience.
Yeah.
Keeps raising his hands. He wants to know what your average purse is.
I can't keep up with John.
What's your normal? what's your normal classes though? You got like street stocks, mini stocks, or are they called pony still or something?
Yes. Well, what we do, I'll go down real quick. Every other week, we alternate late models and modifieds.
Okay.
We do 50 lap late models, and actually, we took this from John. We do $1,000, and then $600, $500, right on down. On the modifieds, we run 40 lap. And we are a quarter mile track, but we run we run modifieds every other week, alternating with late models. And it's a 700, 500. I try to keep the second, third up a little bit, and we drop down. The sportsman class is a 300, and then we do go to the 150. Mini stock, where we do a 25 lap, that is also 300, and then going to 150. The hobby or bombers out there, their hobby, but the bomber classes starts at 150 and goes down.
Can you bang them harder? Thanks, man. It's nice to know that people are still trying to make it work. I know it's got to be cost effective for you, but yet you still got to put on a big show. Have you kind of crossed that line and figured out that you're in the entertainment business as much as you are in the racing business?
Oh, absolutely. The we did a demo, not quite like the bus racing and what have you, but we did a demo with the boat trailer race and gauntlet race and what have you, and we had over 2,000 people in the stands.
There you go.
And
there you go.
We can't get half of that on a race night.
Right. Yeah, good deal. So, glad to see it's working.
Marty,
so
what's
that destruction?
Slow down, Bill. I got to slow. Hang on a minute, Marty. I got to slow my guys down. Y'all slow down over there. Patience. What is the what differences have you seen between racing up there and racing down here in Florida?
I don't know that there's a difference other than the classes. Four-barrel racing is almost non-existent up here. We did, that was one of the races Marty and I got in, was a Nashville race. And Opa, South Alabama Speedway runs about 3 of them, but the four-barrel racing is almost non-existent. As far as that, there's more small tracks than there is in Florida. There's a fair amount of quarter mile tracks, no beater tracks, and essentially Huntsville Speedway is a big quarter mile, but we are a quarter mile track.
It's a paved track?
Oh, yes, sir.
So
we are infield paved, and We have parking on the outside. Actually, we have VIP booths and what have you. It's a very nice facility.
Rick would have been quicker with the question. He's pouring his beer. Come on.
Marty, do you do anything special for military personnel?
Yes, sir. We do the same as, because it is large military up here, the same as we do with seniors at $7 entry.
Well, that's good. At least I know I can only pay $7 if I don't know who.
Absolutely.
Anybody.
What about back in beer or food one way or another?
What about buy one, get one free? You try that at all?
No, we don't, and we haven't. We did go through our concessions, and our prices are down there.
As far as the pit
gate, people make a big deal of dollar hot dogs. We do our dollar hot dogs all year long.
Hey, Marty?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now we've been doing this just so you would try to figure out whose voice was that asking you those questions.
I couldn't.
Do you have any idea? Come on. He's a photographer. I'll give you some hints. He's a photographer in Florida.
Okay.
He works at Charlotte County Speedway.
Okay.
Bill, you're going to get me in trouble in this room with that.
I know.
He's just a guest who commandeered the phone. The microphone is what he did.
Hey, you need a videotaper up there?
No, not yet.
We can import one. Dino, real quick.
Hey, it sounds like you got it started off on the right foot. Do you hope that, I guess, by next season's opening, you'll be kind of like, in full swing and have it all going good?
Yes, because I'd be lying to you to tell you this year was profitable. It wasn't. It wasn't anything that we did not expect. The neat thing we have over a lot of people, we have over 30 acres. So we put in a mud bog, which you dig a hole and put water in it, and our first one we had over 500 people.
Yeah.
We are in the off season. We're putting in a dirt go kart track, which it's dirt. We have the land and it's dirt. Should be reasonably profitable. So we're looking to have at least two events every weekend, but different events every weekend throughout next season.
Move a tree, make a motorcycle cross.
Absolutely. If I could do it all and have the motorcycle, we would do it. People have asked us about it. But between liabilities and I have about 15 acres to work with, we're pretty much going to use that up.
Okay. Well, man, it sounds like you got a great start at it. I hope things work out and are perfect for you.
Y'all will see us November. We're going to get down and try to do a little racing, and we're targeting a Speed Fest and hopefully some of Speed Week.
You could be promoter of the year next year. You know that?
That and a quarter, and I can go buy something at the
That's
floor,
right.
That's
second name on the Rusty Trophy.
Hey, we appreciate it, Marty.
Job. I hope we do as well.
Hey, I take it your son's helping you at all, or did you do this all on your own?
Oh, no. My wife and I came up. Marty came with us. My daughter stayed in Florida. My oldest son did. But, no, Marty pretty much does 100% of the maintenance and runs the infield, our pits, if you will, track night. We do have a race director who's very familiar with the guys that we do pay. But Marty runs anywhere from the tire barn to parking and what have you on race nights. We would not have been able to go as fast as we have without him being with us.
All right, Martin, it's been really great talking to you. Good to hear about Huntsville Speedway. And what's the internet address for that place?
It's huntsvillespeedway.us.
Works
and it also works on .net. We do not have .com.
That's okay. We'll track you down.
When we shut down in October, we're going to come down and try to catch a couple of John's races in November before y'all shut down for the year.
No problem. While you're here, come on over live. Race.
We look forward to it, Marty.
As long as that bucket of beer is there, we'll be all right.
All right. We'll be here.
It's actually a pitcher, but it's close enough.
Hey, Marty, if you ever need the greatest photographer of all time there, you just let us know. We'll take care of you.
We'll be happy to send him your way.
Yeah, he'll stand on the edge of the dirt.
Thanks, Martin. We'll talk to you soon.
Great
talking
to you. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye.
You're listening to Short Track America.